Do you love Yankee baseball? If so, this is the show for you. Welcome to Pinstripe Talk with your host, Nick Delahanty. Coming to you from Garfield, New Jersey, this is another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. As always, we thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedules to listen to our show. Continue to keep up the support because we truly do appreciate it. You can find us on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND. Follow my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Hit us up on our new Facebook page by searching Pinstripe Talk Podcast. And send us some emails, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. We love talking about the Yankees. We hope that you join in on the conversation. Do you not know how to stream our show? If not, here are some ways you can find us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. Google Play Music, Stitcher, Simplecast, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, CastBox, Breaker. I'm sure I missed some, probably a few, but there are multiple ways you can listen to our show. Use whatever outlet you feel the most comfortable with. We appreciate all the listens and support that we do get as we plan on giving annual shows, giving you updates on all the latest news surrounding the New York Yankees. Recently, our shows have been filled with kind of negativity, and I hate to use that word given it's so early in the season, but it's been a struggle for the Yankees in terms of injuries, losing games that they should win, kind of quote-unquote replacement players playing for some of the key all-stars that are on the injured list, but today's show is a great day to have some positivity because the Yankees are coming off a two-game winning streak where they had a mini sweep of their arch rival, the Boston Red Sox. A great two-game series for the Yankees. We'll break down both games. After we break down the Red Sox series, we'll take a look at the Yankees' upcoming four-game series against the Kansas City Royals. Talk about that as the Yankees look to end their nine-game homestand on a positive note. As we all know, last week was not a friendly week for the Yankees. You look at the Astros series, Yankees get swept in Houston by a very good Astros team. They return home to the Bronx, lose 2 of 3 to a White Sox team that the Yankees should have not lost the series to. And that brings them into the Boston series. And game one of the series, the Yankees are matched up against Chris Sale, a guy that earned the big contract over the winter, a guy that has shown dominance in the big leagues. To counter Sale, the Yankees had James Paxton on the mound, a guy who they acquired over the offseason, a guy that they felt had top-of-the-rotation type of stuff. In his first couple of starts with the Yankees, however, Paxton really struggled. It was well-documented how he was talking to sports psychiatrists and former Yankees, current Yankees, trying to figure out the right recipe and formula to pitch in the Bronx and to handle the pressure of the Bronx. But man, did Paxton deliver in Game 1. Going 8 strong innings, striking out 12 Red Sox, really showed that dominance that we saw at times with when he was with the Mariners. A great sign for the Yankees because, let's face it, these are the type of games that Paxton was brought into pitching. The big game, the big rivalry game, high leverage situations. Every inning feels like that playoff type of atmosphere. Paxton delivered, and Paxton was phenomenal. And the Yankees offense did a really nice job of helping him early. Yankees were able to put 2 runs on the board in the 3rd inning, squeeze together a nice inning, then in the 4th inning, doubled up the score, making it 4-0, giving Paxton a really nice cushion. Sale was out of the game after 5 innings, but the Yankees offense was not done there. With 2 runners on in the 6th inning, yes, Mike Tauchman, the guy who a lot of people were getting sick and tired of seeing in the everyday lineup, comes up and hits an absolute moonshot into right field, into the second deck to extend the Yankees' lead. Gleyber adds a home run in the 7th. Of course, Gleyber good. Yankees go on to win that game 8-0. After such a great winning Game 1, Yankees fans were hopeful that Game 2 would start out the same way that Game 1 did, but unfortunately, J. Happ didn't have it early on, allowing a home run to J.D. Martinez in the 1st inning. Yankees were down before they even got the hit. found themselves in a 3-0 hole after two innings. But credit to Jay Happ. The man has not pitched well, and he hasn't pitched the way that he did at the end of last season when he was acquired from the Blue Jays. But man, did he settle down and really give this team a chance to win the game. Pitched into the seventh inning, did not allow a run after that second inning, really was able to settle down. And that was a big turning point for the Yankees in this game. Tommy Canley comes in the seventh inning, gets two outs, really starting to look good. Kind of like the Tommy Canley that we saw when he was first acquired by the Yankees. The Yankees offense, however, did not disappoint again. Down by a couple of runs, Brett Gardner comes up in the seventh inning and hits a grand slam for his 100th career homer. And Yankee Stadium was rocking. Yankees take the lead, go on to win the game 5-3. Couple of notables in that game. You have to look at Ottavino and Chapman coming out of the bullpen. We mentioned Canley earlier. Ottavino didn't have his A stuff. And quite honestly, I don't think that we've seen it yet. But yet, Ottavino still continues to get outs, really helping this Yankee team. He's going to be an asset down the stretch for this club. Aroldis Chapman hasn't really been used, but man, did he come in, looked filthy. One strong inning of work to get the save. Yankees take home the mini sweep, improve to 8-9 in the year. Boston drops to 6-13. Important to note, Yankees bullpen's been sharp. 12 2/3 scoreless innings over their last four games, striking out 17 batters. So credit to them. Seems like they're starting to get on track. You know, you look at some guys like Chad Green. You could throw a Holder in there. Ottavino. Guys aren't as sharp as they normally are. And as the season goes on, it's going to be important that these guys are sharp and are at that dominant level that they can perform at. That's the Yankees' strength. The Yankees are known that, you know, their starting rotation isn't as strong as they would like it to be, but that bullpen definitely is sharp. Those guys could stay healthy and could dominate the way they're capable of. It's going to be a nightmare for opposing lineups, especially if the Yankees get a lead early on in games. The Yankees have the offense. Let's see what the pitching staff is capable of. I'm excited once Betances gets back to see just how good this Yankee bullpen could be. Clint Frazier has been another guy who has been truly impressive at the plate. 3 hits in game 2. It just seems like every time Frazier comes up, he's putting the ball in play and making things happen. Hitting .333 early on in the year. And a guy who really was not happy with his role, thinking that he belongs in the big leagues, finally is getting his chance and is making the Yankees see just what he is capable of. He's healthy right now. He's playing at a high level. And I said it yesterday on Twitter. When the Yankees get healthy, if Frazier continues to hit the way he is, the Yankees are going to have a couple of tough decisions on their hands as to what they do with the roster, because Frazier's definitely earning his pinstripes here during his time on the field. So he's making the most of the opportunity. Hopefully Frazier could keep it up and prove that this is why he belongs in the everyday lineup. And of course, who could forget Gardy? Big, huge home run. And yeah, Red Sox fans will say that they got quote-unquote porched. But you know what? Still counts in the scorebook as a home run. Gardner's 100th career home run comes in grand style. Aaron Judge commented after the game, said that Yankee Stadium was rocking. It was chaotic. The dugout was going crazy. A huge momentum shift for them. Hopefully this series and that home run is something that we talk about for years to come as a momentum turn for this team. That just had that moment, that feel, that was something that we'll look back at and say, you know what? That was the turning point for the Yankees season. It's been rough. It hasn't been easy, but this team continues to fight. And they're starting to get on track, and it looks that way. It looks like that team that we were expecting. Yeah, some key guys are missing. Of course, they're trying to buy time till they get back. But in the meantime, these guys are fighting, and it seems that they're starting to get into a groove, and hopefully that will continue over the next stretch of games. Beating the Red Sox is always a great thing if you're a Yankees fan. You know, the rivalry is there. A lot of Yankee fans grow up through the rivalry. And same with the Red Sox side. I'm sure they feel the same way. Except for the fact that they want to beat the Yankees. But a series win like that for a team who really hasn't played up to potential is so huge, regardless of what Boston's record is. Because we all know what Boston is capable of in terms of their talent. They are a very good team that just has not played well early on in the year. They're dealing with a couple injuries. Their starting pitching hasn't been great. But anytime that you can beat your biggest rival, it's always a positive. And yeah, that's just the first two of 17 more games to come between the two teams. There's going to be a lot more rivalry games, a lot more intensity, a lot more playoff atmosphere type of feel. But this is a great start for the Yankees, and hopefully the Yankees use this to build momentum as they head into another series that should be a winnable series for them, as they'll take on the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City comes into the series at 6-12, they're fifth in the AL Central. This is a team that the Yankees can beat up on, and they should beat up on. Here's a look at your pitching matchup for the weekend. On Thursday night, you'll have Homer Bailey versus Domingo German. Remember, German came out of the bullpen a couple of days ago, looked really sharp. If German can use that filthy type of stuff that he has, the Yankees are going to be in good shape. Hopefully, German can get 5 to 6 innings for them, turn over to the bullpen. Then in the Friday night game, you have Jacob Junis. A lot of you will remember him as the guy who hit Aaron Judge, knocked him out with a chip fracture in his wrist last year. I'm sure Junis will get a nice ovation at Yankee Stadium. He'll match up against CC Sabathia, who's coming off his first start of the year, looked really good in his 5 innings of work. Hopefully, CC can continue to give the Yankees quality innings. Then Saturday and Sunday, both afternoon games, Yankees will take on Heath Philmeyer on Saturday afternoon. He'll match up against Masahiro Tanaka. And George Lopez will take the mound on Sunday for the Royals. He'll match up against James Paxton, looking to duplicate his success that he had against the Red Sox just a couple of days prior. A big series for the Yankees, and I say big, being that, you know, every series is big. Over 162 games, every series becomes important for teams. You don't want to give away games to teams that you should beat, and you can't play down to the level of talent that you're versing on an everyday basis. And let's remember, after this series, the Yankees go on the road for 9 games on the West Coast. And 2 of those series are in the National League, where they will lose the DH. So winning this series becomes even more important as you go on the road for a pretty long road trip, especially going to the West Coast. The schedule won't get easier. It doesn't get easier as the season goes on. But the Yankees will have to build some momentum, and it starts right now. This Red Sox series is a perfect, perfect way for them to get in that momentum, to shift it in the right direction. Let's see if this team is capable of building that momentum and getting back in the right direction. You don't want to keep losing games. You have Tampa Bay at the top of the division playing really good baseball. Who knows if they'll keep it up, but you have to take care of business. You have to make sure that you're winning games and keeping afloat in the division. You don't want to let it slip away and have to play catch up later in the year. We all know how important it is to win the division. Getting that wild card game is not an easy thing to do. One game, anything can happen. I'm sure the Yankees are looking to win the division to avoid having that situation where they could set up their pitching. Don't have to worry about a one and done type of situation. It is a lot better to win the division. So hopefully Yankees are back on track. Super excited, if you can't already tell. That Red Sox series definitely fired me up. Gaudi's home run, I don't think I'm calmed down from that yet. Hopefully the Yankees bats keep going. Their pitching stays on track for the most part. Some guys who have struggled start to figure it out. And, of course, they get healthy. The good news is, looks like Gary Sanchez will be back possibly this weekend. That would be a huge return if he could come back just after 10 days being on the injured list. You're looking at a couple of other guys like Aaron Hicks who are making progress, Miguel Andujar. It looks like he'll be back sooner rather than later. So fingers crossed this Yankee team could get healthy, because I am truly excited to see what they are capable of when they are fully staffed. And I'm sure all of you are as well. As we end today's show, reminder, you can interact with us on social media. Find us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND. My personal account at Nick_Delahanty. We love talking Yankees baseball. We hope that you join in on the conversation. Find us on our new Facebook page by searching Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Find us on there, like the page, share that page with your friends. As I always say, the more Yankee fans, the better. Find us on multiple streaming devices. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, rate, review to our show. Google Play Music, Stitcher, Simplecast, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, CastBox, and Breaker. We appreciate all of our host sites. We hope that you take some time to tune in on all those. Make sure you continue to follow us on social media. A lot of great things happening with the show. Keep updated with all the latest surrounding the Pinstripe Talk Podcast. As always, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you tune in next time. Let's hope the Yankees build some momentum so next show we could talk about all the great things happening in the Bronx. From Garfield, New Jersey, my name is Nick Delahanty. This is the Pinstripe Talk podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.